Yeah, well, COVID definitely put a rocket under everything. It was always on a pretty good trajectory, I think. Like, a lot of people were wanting to get into gardening, and a lot of people moving to Tassie were wanting that sort of lifestyle.
And what happened? You sold out of seeds?
The internet obviously spiked. We had to close that down for a few weeks, and then also all our wholesalers and botanical gardens and those places that we supply also, they wanted extra orders, but once lockdown happened, that slowed down a bit for them.
And a lot of people would know you from the Salamanca markets. How long were you there for?
So we've been at Salamanca nearly 13 years, and yeah, once COVID hit, we had a break. We're still not back there yet.
And how's that been? Are you missing it, or are you enjoying the weekend off?
I did pop down and visit some friends the other day who are stall holders as well, and it was great seeing them, but I must admit I don't miss the frosty winter mornings down there. I do actually also miss, a lot of our customers who are good people, and it's good feedback and great to meet people and see what they're after, something new.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd probably miss seeing those customers and or telling you what sort of seeds they're after, what sort of flowers, what sort of vegetables, what sort of herbs.
Yeah, and just what they're enjoying growing and, what they're enjoying eating and all the, a lot of those people are on trend in many ways, so gives you a bit of an idea of what people are after and, whether they're or new immigrants or refugees. We also used to love trying to source some varieties that they were used to from back home and see if they would grow here and.
Well, that brings me to the next question of sourcing your seeds. Where are you getting your seeds from?
So we grow a bit. We've got a network of growers here, so in Tasmania and Victoria, so down south of where we are now, so down the Huon and also the northeast and then up the northwest as well, and then Victoria we've got a few growers there.
Do you know how many seeds you handle, like different varieties?
Yeah, we've got 350 to 400 different varieties, but obviously some of them are coming on and offline as things sell and.
And I'm assuming you'd know what every seed was if you saw it. Is that the case, or were you still learning?
Oh, you're always learning. I mean, that's part of growing and, seed work as well. But yeah, you've generally got a good idea of what is, a brassica as opposed to a sunflower seed or something like that. We'd hope so, otherwise that'd be a bit of a worry.
Yeah, and as you say, you've been doing it for 12 or 13 years. What got you into it in the first place?
I was always interested in growing. Mum was a pretty amazing gardener, so always had that interest as a young kid. Didn't really have any background in it. In fact, I did commerce and economics at uni and then a master's in environmental management and worked in both those areas for a while, but the seeds kept calling me, so yeah, ended up taking the plunge and getting into Salamanca, which was good.
And it's not an automated situation here, really, is it? It's hands-on.
It is hands-on. We've got a couple machines that definitely help with all the packing and everything like that.
And what's the most popular of all the seeds?
Well, that varies with trends as well. We might get Peter Cundall talking about a special kale that helps you live a bit longer or healthier. So all of a sudden that'll take off a few
Tino,
years.
you mean now?
Oh yeah, well Tino now, but we all still love Peter.
Yeah.
And also a few years ago Queensland Uni put a research paper out on a landcress that actually helped with cabbage moth.
Okay.
And then that took off, obviously.
Unusual seeds. Are there any seeds that you can't get for people?
There's always ones that are tricky to find, and that was one of the good things about the market is we'd get people coming going, this variety of tomato is brilliant, do you want to keep growing it on? So we'd take it on and we'd grow it on or pass it on to one of our growers to try and keep them going, and that was always really interesting. Some of them had an amazing history.
Biosecurity is a big thing with seeds too. Is there any problem? Do you get overseas seeds coming in?
We do. We've got And this is one of the beauties of the web. We've got contacts with growers in North America and Europe, but yeah, it's definitely getting harder, one, into Australia and two, into Tassie, which, we fully respect. Biosecurity is a huge, huge issue for Australia. So yeah, we tend to work with them as much as we can, but it is getting a bit more limited, so we're finding we're having to grow more varieties here within Australia.
So is your name Sam the Seed Man? Is that what they call you?
Yeah, Sam the Seed Man, or a few at the market called me Seedy Sam.
And look, a question. I've got some seeds I've been hoarding for a while. How long, I mean, we've got seed banks around the world. Obviously, seeds will last. How long will they last?
Well, it varies for each type of seed. So like parsnips, generally 12 to 18 months if you can store it well. That's one of the shortest lived seeds. And then, you know, your tomatoes generally can be 5 to 7 years. As long as you're storing them properly, you want to keep them away from any heat and moisture. Seeds basically will metabolise slowly, and if you can keep the heat away and the moisture away, that really slows it down. And if you can put them in cold storage, all the better.